All right, now the notes in parentheses. I'm going from here to here. And so I don't have that many choices on that string. I just went, right? So those are the two notes in parentheses, two and three, frets two and three. So did you hear that? So instead of, right? Now I have, okay? And I just did that same process. I tried to figure out, okay, well, how would I like to connect those two notes. So here's how this whole section sounds. See if you can play along. Again, let's do it again. All right, so now we got two sections to play around with. Let's see how the whole song sounds together. One, two, three, four. From the beginning. Think of it. Well, obviously I can't hear your answer to that right now, but my thoughts on it was that I liked it, but that the second section came in too soon. I felt like I wasn't really ready, or that the listener wouldn't necessarily be ready for something different. So I'm simply gonna decide that the song form is gonna be the first section, section 7, if you'll call it section 7. Usually in a song I'd call it A. And then the second section, the one that says 8, I'd call it B, would come after 2 A's. In other words, I would do a repeat at the end of the 8th bar in section 7, right? So the whole song form, if you've ever heard this before, you know, now you're making big picture decisions about your song in terms of what section, how many times on each section. And that's beyond the scope of this presentation to go into in detail. But I just decided to make my song an AAB song form. So if we're using that first section where it says 7 as an A and section 8 as the B, I'm going to play section A twice and then B once. And it would sound like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. good luck. Show me some of your songs. I can't wait to hear them.